The first feature today was edited by Derek James. He found the story hidden in the evening news offices. The writer, Bert Thrower, looks back at the days when he worked for a Norwich cabinet maker. Derek's story is read by Jane Evans.
There was a brown envelope almost hidden in the bottom of a cupboard at our Prospect House offices in Norwich. I blew the dust off and took a look. Inside there was a photograph album and a story written by Bert Thrower of Helsden back in 1986. It deserves to be read by others. Let's hear what Bert had to say. After leaving St Augustine's School in Norwich in 1925, I was 14 and I had to look for work. An ex-classmate told me he had a job at Williams, the furniture manufacturers in Peacock Street, and they wanted another boy. Being interested in woodwork, I went to see the manager and I got the job. The working week started on a Friday. I started on Friday, January the 8th, 1926. I was on a month's trial at a wage of 6 shillings a week for 47 hours. I was accepted after a month's trial and got a rise of 2 shillings per week on the understanding of another 2 shillings every 3 months. My first job was to keep the workshop floor tidy and make sure the glue pots were kept full. We used Scotch glue in those days and I had to soak a pail full of glue in water overnight so it was soft to fill the glue pots in the morning. The pots were kept hot round a large brick fireplace. I also had to keep the fire going. Then, on March the 5th, 1926, at about 10 p.m, my pal came round to tell me the factory was on fire. I went with him to take a look, but there were so many people about we couldn't get anywhere near. It was the biggest peacetime fire Norwich had seen for years. Fortunately, no one was injured, and although 3 cottages at the side of the factory were gutted, all got out safely. The next day, the men were told to sign on at the Labour Exchange, while us boys, all aged 16, were told to report for work and they'd find something for us to do, as we were too young to sign on. The offices in Peacock Street were the only building still standing, and our job was to bail out the flooded cellars. The firm had a 3-storey showroom on the corner of Barrack Street and St Paul's Square. This was undamaged, so a large building was hired in Colgate Street, and our next job was to move all the furniture on a hand barrow from the showroom to Colgate. More than once, we loaded the barrow too full, and the boy pulling it went up in the air as it tipped up. The trams were still running in Magdalen Street at that time, so we had some hair-raising escapes as we emptied the showroom. Gradually, the company got back to work. The furniture makers had lost their tools, but the company helped buy some new ones. A basic set for the boys cost £6, and they repaid what they could afford each week. Burke takes up the story. By that time, I was working full-time on a bench, and we also had gas rings for the glue pots, and we all worked on one floor. We supplied most of the furniture shops in East Anglia. If anything was sent by railway, it had to be packed in straw and covered with sacking, so we had a man packing all day. The firm didn't have a lorry, but hired one, as they did 2 loads every week. In the 1930s, electric kettles were becoming popular, so we made kettle brackets for the Eastern Electricity Board. Also, about 5,000 plywood radio cabinets for a company called Echo in Southend. Stewart and Patterson's Brewery were refurnishing their public houses in Norfolk and also building new ones on the city outskirts. We made all the seating, chairs and tables. Seats in the bar had perforated plywood seats and backs, but in the smoke room they were upholstered. We did not earn full money until we were 21 years old, and that was £3, 12 shillings and sixpence. And the only holidays you were paid for were bank holidays, said Bert. Of course, then life was about to be turned on its head with the arrival of the Second World War. And this story is dedicated to the memory of Bert Thrower, a furniture maker who could tell a fine story.